Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
47, inside throw off the hands of Calvin Austin and into the hands of the Chargers. Dante Jackson out of bounds, inside the 40. The Chargers have intercepted Rodgers twice tonight.
A lot of stuff wasn't working. You know, we were bad on third down. I was just a little bit off. You know, I missed DK early. Could have been a big play. A little high to Jono. You know, didn't run the ball super effectively in the first half. I missed, obviously, some throws for sure. Yeah, we weren't getting guys open and just put it all together. Times that guys were open, I missed some throws I usually make.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather in Pittsburgh. There were some snow flurries today. Yippee. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions, Myers Law Group, bringing you fan weather. Aaron Rodgers, his interception, that wasn't his fault. Second time this year, ball has gone off Calvin Austin's hands into a DB's hands for a pick. In this case, it was former Steeler Dante Jackson. And then Aaron Rodgers saying after the game, we have to get guys open. Guys aren't open. We have to find ways to get them open. The Steelers decided that the price was too high to go out and get a wide receiver or two at the trade deadline. And the amount of tea that has spilled out about this is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, in my opinion, self-serving. And I generally speaking, like Omar Khan, if I had to grade his performance as GM right now, I'd probably give him a B, maybe a B minus on the harsh end of things, but I don't think he's like failed the Steelers with the job he's done. This is the one area where he has fallen the most short, and he's very sensitive about it. How do I know that? Because he did something last week that I can't remember happening very often in the history of us being around the Steelers. They struck out at the deadline for a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He then sat Steelers media members down and explained to them what happened. How often do you get that? Where it's like, hey,
on the record?
It ended up, I think that there was some confusion about that, and that's probably,
the
I haven't
nature
talked
of
to him.
The nature of the recordness of the conversation.
Don't you think that's why Kabali probably sounded so weird on Friday?
Yes, we asked him very direct questions, he smirked and kept like grimacing. Yes, I do think that explains
And he's got
it.
All, and he had all this intel on Jalen Waddle, and all this intel on Jacoby Myers, and DK sports guy comes out and said, like, maybe he didn't hear the story quite right, but he comes out and says that it was actually Shahid, and then BMAC tells us that BMAC must have read that report.
Mm-hmm.
About how, so they went into damage control,
which they never do.
They never do. But the GM here, I think, and like Mark went out of his way to try to paint this picture too. Hey, don't make it sound like it was out of a lack of trying. I think the insinuation, and I don't even think media was really doing this, but the fan narrative that Omar Khan basically slept through the trade deadline, I think irritated him and ticked him off.
Enough that he felt the need to try to set the record straight.
Their record straight.
Set their side of the story out there and make sure people know, no, we were trying. I was burning up the phones.
And it's twofold. It's, hey, like, we thought we had a deal done, and then we had the carpet rug pulled out from underneath us, and the other reason why nothing got done is that prices were too high. And I found out about this, and I said to somebody, I'm like, this is very Pirates-esque.
They were in on David Price in 2013. They were so close.
This is a classic Neil Huntington. Let me grab Rob Beertemple, or I haven't heard that, haven't said that name in a while, or maybe not Parado, because, you know, I don't know. Maybe, I guess, John. You know, let me pull
let
one
me
of these.
Let me grab a couple media people who've been on the beat for a while
and
tell them what happened.
That it was.
We were so close.
But we were off by a hair or a whisker.
Couldn't quite get there, but we were so close. We talked. We were trying. We give us an E for effort.
But you know what's happened, I think, in the aftermath now of this game? I'm just the way that I'm ingesting Steelers fans' takes. A lot of people are happy no deal got done.
Because they think the team is so far away from actually being a contender.
Yes. This is actually a blessing in disguise. Good thing they didn't trade.
Add one deck chair to the Titanic. Why bother?
But people were not saying that after they beat the Colts on Sunday. When the time was actually there to make a deal, Omar Khan didn't have in his head, like, hey, I'm not giving up a day two or day three pick because we're going to lose to the Chargers and the bottom's going to fall out. He was reacting to one of the best wins of the season by them. Still a lead in the division in first place with a 41-year-old quarterback. In the first game they play after they struck out at the deadline, DK Metcalf is held to three catches. Calvin Austin drops a ball that turns into an interception. You don't activate MVS off of the practice squad, so a receiver who primarily returns punts can do it instead, so he can keep his spot. And what does he do? He boffs a play and fumbles it on a return and
makes a bad situation even worse.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Your tight ends do practically nothing.
Hey, Roman Wilson did have a touchdown. Mulsey's over 1.5 Roman Wilson receptions. What a bet.
Oh, man, I forgot about
what
that.
What a Mulsey stone cold.
Oh, my God, I don't even want to count that.
It counts. But no, it looks like they were doing very self-serving business.
We had a Waddle. We were ready to steal Waddle, and then this green intern GM backed out of a deal.
Yep.
Which, here's why that's such to me. I don't think what Mark heard is a lie. Like, I don't think Mark told a fib. I think Mark was misled. All the big reporters said yesterday that the Bills
were the closest,
and the Dolphins wanted a first and third.
Not a third and a fifth. Like,
if they brought up, I mean, the second the conversation with the Steelers turned to first round picks, Omar would have hung up the phone so fast. Your head would have been spinning around like the girl in the Exorcist movie.
If Art II could get on a landline like your parents could when they thought you were having a phone conversation, he could have just hung up the receiver right then
right.
and there.
So they had Brian Thomas? I don't know. It doesn't sound like they did.
You mean Jalen Waddle?
Or, yeah, my bad. I guess Brian Thomas you could throw in there too. But the Jaguars weren't selling at the deadline. They were adding. Why would they add Myers and subtract Thomas?
That would be a little bit of the Metcalf Pickens.
That would be cutting off your nose to spite your face there a little bit.
Is that
or
actually,
robbing Peter to pay Paul is more like it probably.
I still don't know how to use cutting off your nose to spite your face. Not here nor there. Yeah, I do think that I think you defined it well in the start. There's a lot of Pirates in this explanation, in this side of the story from the Steelers perspective. And honestly, man,
are you pissed they didn't get a guy now? Or the fact that they lost, does it actually make you feel better about the fact that they didn't do it?
So I'm going to say that the loss probably makes me feel better. And here's the thing. they could have won that game without a second wide receiver being added into the mix. I think I heard Joe say, who knows, maybe Metcalf is more open more often.
I think he is.
Here's the problem. I watched him be wide open on the first or second possession of the game and watched his quarterback miss him.
But they were showing highlights during the game of the way that Metcalf is defended.
I know.
And the problem is that, okay, you single him up on one side of the field, you load up everybody on the other side, and these dudes can't consistently beat one-on-one.
No, I understand that. I mean, that's a bad sign for them, but I'm not. I still think with what they had, like how the game actually transpired yesterday, and I understand here I'm not allowing for, with, again, a guy like Myers in the fold, the game might just unfold differently, but how it actually unfolded, if Rodgers is better, they win. Smith was wide open. Metcalf was wide open. Metcalf's is a definite touchdown. Smith was so wide open, I'm not so sure he wouldn't have found a way in.
I agree with that, but like, is the barometer on whether or not a trade was a good idea or a bad idea how you perform against the Chargers? I don't think it should be.
Well, to me, like, the barometer on whether a trade is a good idea or is a bad idea is, does adding player X fundamentally change what you are and what your fortunes are as a team? And honestly, having watched this up and down, very inconsistent, very turnover-dependent team for the entirety of the season,
yeah,
I don't think a wide receiver two fundamentally alters them. Let me ask you this. If they get Jacoby Myers, let's say,
yeah,
and the outcome is they hold on to the division by some hook or crook,
right,
and they win one playoff game and then get bounced, was it worth it?
Yes. If all they gave up were day three picks, yeah, 100%.
But like, to, I guess, to what end? Like, what does that really change? I know this is going down the path that I don't want it to go, where, oh, if you didn't win the Super Bowl, nothing matters. But like, if you give up two day three picks and it gets you a wild card playoff win, I guess me, the way I look at stuff as a fan is, that doesn't do a whole lot for me.
But it turns a string of disappointing, failing seasons into a successful season.
But for somebody that maybe is sick of watching Mike Tomlin preside over this thing, it probably gives him a lot more breathing room.
Oh my, Chris, do you really think that matters with him?
I do think if they go through a losing season this year,
uh-huh,
and they go through a rebuild year next year, or they're losing again, I do think there's a chance it's over after this current contract is up. If he were to win a wild card game and be one of the final eight teams in the NFL,
uh-huh,
that's just a, hey, look, you gave me an extension, I'm doing a great job, we're all good here.
Yep.
So I do think that, and I think it could end on his terms if they don't make the playoffs and they finally have a losing season. I think
this year?
No, not like after this season, but I think like he might just say, all right, the one thing that like Tirico even brought, this incredible streak of non-losing seasons, if that were to be gone, but I do wonder.
But devil's advocate is, after the Colts game, most Steelers fans felt like, hey, we might not be that good, but there aren't any good teams. So let's see what happens. And they punted on that. The prices got too high, or Omar got hoodwinked and or bamboozled by other GMs, where he thought he had something done and he didn't.
Well, I think that's the upshot to me here, is a guy who I think has been good at working the phones in his career and good at understanding the lay of the land did not seem to be very good at either one of those things in this deadline. Clear, like, kind of what I think about, like, whether I was happy they got it done or not is sort of irrelevant in this sense. They clearly wanted to find somebody else to add to their roster, and they failed.
Yeah.
Like, that's... I know we went down that little...
So what's the bigger story there? That they wanted one so bad that that tells you their true intentions, or the fact that they actually couldn't execute it? What's worse?
I think it's the second part. They couldn't execute it.
Yeah.
Like, man, if you've set yourselves out that this is what you're going to do, it's kind of like having a game plan. This is how we want to play offense in this game, and you don't execute it. It's pretty bad. I can talk till I'm blue in the face about them having a mismatched expectation with what I think their reality is.
Yep.
But once your GM sets his mind to, I am adding a second wide receiver target, and then either gets cold feet or just does not navigate that situation, that doesn't reflect well on him, regardless of whether I think you should have been looking in the first place.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.